Dear gracious Lord, we come this morning. We come with heads bowed and humble hearts approaching your mighty throne of grace. We, your children, find ourselves shrouded in a world that's covered with trouble, turmoil, misuse, and abuse. And we're asking you, dear Father, to look down upon us, your children. Give us the strength and the courage to continue to carry on. Because only us praying can turn this world around. You have told us whatever we ask for, you will do it. So we're praying, dear Father, that you will look down upon us, that you will love us, you will care for us, and give us the courage and the strength to keep on trusting your word. We're also praying that as we trust your word, dear Father, that you will help us to understand that there's nothing that this world can throw at us that we cannot defeat. We're also praying, dear Father, as we stand firm on your word, that you will help us to know that we are your children and that you will let nothing turn us around. Let us examine ourselves. Let us set aside all of those weights that so easily beset us. Let us turn away from wrong. Let us turn away from this present world and turn our minds toward God and his job. We're also praying, dear Father, as we work toward the word of God, that we, your children, will always be found faithful in your sight, that we're always willing to teach the world how to love and how they should love, that we're willing to love one another and care for each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. We're also praying, dear Father, as we do these things, that you would look upon us and say, well done, my children. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we go through this land and country, that we will take the time to preach and teach your word. We know, dear Father, that this small church is doing a colossal job. Help us to continue on. When all of the churches 10 times our size won't even lift an arm to do what we're doing, let us continue to show the world how they should love and how they should teach the word of God. We're also praying, dear Father, for our preacher brothers who stand so forceful and declare your word. We're asking that you will continue to give them longevity of life, give them clearness of speech, give them love and kindness, help them to make their calling and election sure by continuing to preach the word of God. We're also praying, dear Father, that as they stand firm on the word of God and you call them, that they will be found faithful in your eyesight. We're also praying, dear Father, for our sick and our shut-in, for their numerous in number. We're praying that we, your children, will take times out from our busy schedule and go and see these sick and shut-in. We're also praying, dear Father, that we will go in this world, and when it comes time to quit this busy walk of men, when you call us home to glory, let us be found faithful and worthy in your sight, loving and caring for all the things that are right, that are good, that are wholesome, that are pleasing in the sight of God. And we ask, dear Father, if we have been found faithful in your sight, look down upon us and love us and say, come home, my children. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many. And this will be enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
Song number 210, I Come to the Garden Alone.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear calling on my ear. The Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there. Now, his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody they gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, but he bids me go, though the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the boy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Genesis 12 and 1. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred.